visit. So in other words, it's instead of us going to him, he comes to us. Big difference, right? And I forget exactly how he said it, but there were three things he said. Number one, he said, what do you want the Lord to do for you? And so I have one thing. So I said, okay, Lord, I want that to be done.
Yes.
Amen. So that was my thing. And then he said, what problem do you want the Lord to solve for you? Something like that.
Okay.
And then I realized, oh yeah, I got this problem I need to have to solve. So I asked for that one. And then the third thing he said, now what enemy do you need to have defeated? So then I thought, oh yeah, that's right, I got one of those things too. Amen. So I hope that you all, I got my three. So I'm ready to go home. I'm done. Amen. But I hope you ask for yours too. Amen. Anyway, I'm really glad to be here. And we're doing first fruits, and I guess we'll declare all these things. But again, I don't really worry about that very much. Say hallelujah. I feel that I want to say a few other things. I was looking in the book of Judges, and some of you have heard me say this before, I think, but chapter 5, and it says, so this is the song of Deborah and Barak after the great victory. So it says, when leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, that's the English. And I don't know what the Japanese says. First two, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Or you can just say it this way. When the leaders rise up, then the people will offer themselves to the Lord. To do what God wants to do. So when leaders, we're talking about apostles. So anyway, they're rising up now. Amen. And then number two, so what kind of a day are we in right now? This is a day when the people of God are saying, Lord, I want you to use me. Lord, I know I have a calling. I know you've got something I want to do with you. I want to fulfill what you have for me. And this is for every single one of us.
It
doesn't matter what you're a doctor, lawyer, or garbage truck driver. It's all, every one of us has like this, it's like Christians are rising up. Amen. And so some of you are called to be ministers, like for him, for example. Actually, only about 10% of the body of Christ are called the ministers. We know that. Amen. But the rest are willingly offering themselves. So there's a huge this great shifting is coming very, very quickly to the church. It's in every nation, including Japan. So that's point number one. That this is the day of people offering themselves to God. And if you haven't, and I know you have, I know you have. And some of you are saying, wait a minute, I haven't, this is news to me, I haven't done this. You've already heard it in your spirit. You sort of know this in your heart. And so it's like, I'm rising up. And so that's number one. Number two, therefore, it's the day of God's power. And we're going to do a time, I really feel, there's a time, today is a time of impartation of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. There's a third point, I'm going to say it, and then I'll come back to number two, I guess. Number three is about aligning. And it's like, say, for example, today, like we are aligned, right?
And
we're not bothered by this or that. We are aligned together. We're connected. We are one. Lord, you are the Lord. We're following you. And the Lord leads us. And so I have to only say maybe one thing about it, but it's like, why do we praise the Lord? Well, we praise the Lord because we want to praise the Lord. And it's about 3,857 good things happen when you praise the Lord. But it's even better than that is that fact that Jesus himself leads us, like right now. And like it says in Revelation 19, starting about verse 10 or 11, it's Jesus riding on the white horse. Amen. And so it's like this, and he led his army to do the judgments of God. When we say sabaki, we don't mean sabaki as much as his, to fulfill his plans. And it has to do because we are aligned. And I want to say this. So in July, we did an Arise 5 conference, because we have an annual Arise 5 conference, and this year it was in Taiwan. Until now, basically, we've done it in Japan, but this year we did it in Taiwan. So the title of it was Apostolic Centers, House Churches, Market Churches, Micro Churches. That was the title.
The title was
So I was thinking we're going to do a lot of teaching about that. And people came from Japan, they came from, of course, Taiwan, Hong Kong, China, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Korea, Russia. That's pretty good.
Woo!
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And Okinawa. Amen. But anyway, but because, say, we were aligned, and so it sort of opened the heaven. So I'm saying to you, like, so you're not just aligned with each other.
Right?
We are all aligned together.
Right? So,
amen. And it's like, therefore, so I don't know how to say it other than that. Amen. Say, turn to someone and say, the army is bigger than you thought. Amen. And so it's like, you know, we're like, so in Japan, we're lying like the Tokyo, Yoko, and all these places, blah, 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 blah. It's like, so that's, there's an alignment. And so this alignment is, I think, is just more and more important. And it's not an organization as much as it's family. And we love each other. And even though we can be quite different,
and
have different ways of thinking, etc. So amen. This stuff. So I think, say hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah!
But I really feel that, before I go, I don't know what else to say about this, but Japan is Japan is a key nation.
Yes.
And I don't know what we're going to see in 5 years' time. But I do see that we are going to have, I don't know how it's going to happen, but we're going to have a great revival in this land. Amen. So now I want to go back to point two.
And
I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. So this year at Pentecost, the Lord was very clear that we needed to pay more attention to Pentecost than ever. So I've been kind of paying attention to it for about 10 years, but this year I really paid even more
attention.
So Pentecost was sometime in June, I guess. And so Pentecost came and went, but I guess, like, there was no lightning from heaven or great whirlwinds taking Tokyo and moving it to Hokkaido or something like that. But we all kind of felt something was shifting. So then in Canada at the end of June and early July, I was there for a gathering, and that was for Canada and then for international. And then at that time, one of the prophets, a man called Mark DuPont,
アンク・ポンという預言者がいますけれども、彼が
who,、and he is connected to who's that guy that came to Samo in June? In June? Who is that guy? Okay, so anyway, he shared this, what he felt, and actually he was sharing what so many, many have felt, and I thought it just puts it together very well, so I want to tell you that. So it's like there is a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's I just have to find my notes now to say hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so yeah, he called it a fresh season of Pentecost. And so I don't know how to say it other than that. God is pouring out the Holy Spirit in a new way upon His people everywhere. I want to pray this for all of you in just a minute. But there's several things about it. Number one, there will be unexpected releases of the power and presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Release of the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. It'll be in our meetings like this.
Yes.
It'll be in big meetings. It'll even be in a little meeting between you and the Lord alone. Or like, you know, you and your wife will be praying and then be unexpected sometimes. Just the presence of God come very strong. Or your family is doing something, praying together, the presence of the Lord will be so strong. It will just come, and it'll be unexpected, and not every time, but it'll happen more and more. Amen. Number two, this it will be like a, basically there will be a fresh boldness for evangelism. And it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but I'll just, that's good enough. That's it, good enough. And so I'm going to say here, but so when we say, like, now today, you were teaching a class about healing, right? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you're going to have to change that word, Bible study.
Bible study.
Oh, yeah. In your meeting, right? You're teaching about healing. And the point is God wants to heal so many people. And I have been surprised, even though I'm hardly in Japan, I'm surprised how many people in Japan I've been praying for healing. Non-Christians, mostly non-Christians. So, like this one guy had cancer of the, what in the world was that? Pancreas?
And he's
so weak. And so I went to see him. And I said, look, you know I'm a Christian, you know I'm a missionary, so can I pray for you?
ご存知の通り私あの宣教師なんですそれクリスチャンなんですよ、エノキを聞いて
So I've known this guy for long, long time.
でもこの人はもう7年の知り合いなんです
And his wife came and she's crying, you know, because like, guy's gonna, you know, guy's a little bit younger than me.
そして彼はですね、私よりもうちょっと若いんです。
So turn to someone and say, he must be really young. So anyway, I didn't even feel like I'd lay hands on him. I just prayed about an old 83 second prayer. And just really made clear, you know, he's prayed in Jesus' name. He said he used the name of Jesus about 3-4 times. His wife was so thankful.
and
he was thankful. So then about 3 weeks later, I was back. I went back again. And then this time, he's a lot better.
Right?
And he's like, he wasn't dressed in pajamas. He put on his regular, he's wearing his regular clothes, you know.
And then
about 3 weeks after that, I met him again.
And
he was taking part in all the Matsuri. But anyway, I'm just saying, you know, I pray for him several times, right?
Every time
we meet, I pray for him.
And
this last time, he wasn't there, just his wife and grandchildren, so I just prayed for the whole family.
So
I'm just saying, God will give you so many chances to pray for him. And this is not going to be praying for hay fever and colds, which is okay too.
You know?
Right. Amen. Amen. Now, why did I remember that? You know, remember Mark Gullin? Do you know that name? He had an incredible kafun show. So one day his wife and my wife are sisters, they're talking on the phone. So she said to my wife, and I could hear this, Mark Gullin is wondering if God will heal his kafuncho. Mark Sensei, ga kamisama ni tazune yo to shiteru kare wa suisoku shiteru kamisama ga watashi yashite kureru ka ka dou ka teikoto de watashi sore yumi ni haita toki watashi ga mo atairaimashita yasaremashita to itchattan de癒されてしまいました。癒してくださいました、神様が。アーメン。アーメン。So it's like those are, and I think that's a big thing. You know, I mean, you know, amen, hallelujah, and I'm hallelujah. So anyway, and some of us are too dumb to catch a cold, so it's okay. Amen. Amen. But anyway, God is going to use you. Pray for healing. And just do it. And don't worry how you do it, just do it. And just use the name of Jesus as much as you can.
Right.
And if you want to do, like this, you can do like this.
You know,
you can, it's okay, however, it's fine.
Right.
I don't do like this. I just look at the person. I like to hold their hands. Because that's pretty good. You know, it's like, you know, that's my So it's like, you know, it's kind of okay, right? It's also like laying hands a little bit. So there's going to be, now I have to shout this out. Because the Holy Spirit is being poured out on you. He's giving you anointing to heal the sick.
Yes.
He is leading you way more than you expect or think. And He is answering your prayer to be used by God.
Amen.
That is the truth. And I declare. This anointing is all about. And I think it's not, I think it's going to be for little kids and big kids. Young people, old people. Even the chunen. Amen.
Amen.
So if you're, I don't know if you're a chunen.
Or
whatever you are.
Amen.
Anyway, Amen. Okay, so that's number two. Number three. Oh, there will be a fresh faith level. And authority. For healing and miracles.
Amen.
But it's, amen.
Yes, yes.
Faith coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Faith is
coming. Amen. I don't care. I don't care if you believe it or doesn't believe. I'm just saying this is what's happening.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And don't worry. I mean, see, we're talking about Okazaki Shimai, right? Right? She died of cancer. And it's like strange. At the same time, we're talking about healing for cancer. And
矛盾じゃないですか?
矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。矛盾じゃない。 is God.
Amen.
So we, Okazaki san is with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
She's not worrying about the too much rain this summer. She is with the Lord. She's rejoicing.
We are
here. And God is with us. Amen. And God is doing a miracle for you.
Okay.
I don't know what miracle it is, but thank you, God is doing it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next one. What? That was number three. There will be a fresh heart awakening to the glory and holiness of the Lord.
主の偉大さと清さのうちに私たちが覚醒します。目覚めます。
Amen.
It's just, Lord, I want to know you better.
Yeah.
つまり主はあなたのことをもっと知りたいです。
Yes.
And some of you, I can see, I like watching people worship. Because you can see their hunger for God.
で私、人が礼拝しているのも好きなんですね。というのは主に対する上の感じっていうのがすごく見えるからです。
just put that there.
하나님은 정말 완벽하셨습니다.
But at the same time, some of you always feel a little guilty, and it's time to get over that.
그런데 여러분 아는 사람들은 성격이 지금도 세밀해 지성의 영역에 가야 되지만.
And that's why I like how he started talking about this month is a month to come back. Doesn't matter if we fail, so what? Don't matter if you're a little. Anybody, if you're perfect here, raise your hand, besides me. Not really. Yeah. Amen. Amen. God is good. And so, this, so in other words, you will just going to be more and more confident in the Lord. Anyway, that's enough. So one, the final thing, this has to do for outside. It's mostly for outside. Right, and God will give you connections, connections, connections. Amen.
Amen.
And so some of you will start. So are you, So you will start micro churches. So you're just going to have some people, two or three people, and you're going to go and eat ramen or drink coffee or something like that. And then the Lord will be with you. You will start talking about the Lord. And that's great. And that's, you just you don't have to try to do any more than that, just do that. Can we do this again? You say, okay, next week, let's do it again. And so I'm saying, micro church, you're going to start, you're going to be one of the first ones to do it. Now, I think it's probably is true for many of you here. But don't, you know, don't worry about it, just be expecting. You do, amen. And so, anyway, God is good. And I think that's all I need to say. Now, Lord, I ask you. I ask you to anoint your people. Yeah, I know. Father, we ask, we want you to impart the Holy Spirit to your people. So do we have oil? Anybody have oil? So we want to just, I'm going to give Micah some oil, I'll take some oil. We're just going to go around and lay hands on you, okay? And because Lord, this is your promise.
And
it really is like a new, it's like a new there it is. It is a new Pentecost.
Yeah.
Oh, amen. So just you can start there. Oh man, will you come get something? Oh, yeah, let me start. And just we all go around to everybody. So Holy Spirit, I ask you to fall on your people right now. And everybody go to every place, okay? To every person. So that means they get three times of prayer. And so Lord, we just thank you that you're the one that's doing this. Thank you for coming to me. you better come to me. And you guys go around and do. I have a mic,
okay.
So I'm gonna stay here. You're gonna come to me.
So then, everyone, come and sit down. Then, after that, when you come back to your seat, Maika and Makoto-kun will embrace you and greet you. Please,
Maika, please. You've done it, so please. So, Father, I just thank you for your anointing this man. Thank you for new things opening up for him. And, I keep thinking of paint. I don't know why I think of paint.
Paint.
So something, I don't know, it's like something, like a new color. You're going to see a lot of color. So it's not every, just, what's the word, gray color. You're going to see people's lives change, get very color. Keep coming. Come. Thank you, Lord. You're helping her. We anoint her. We anoint her with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Just keep coming. Keep coming. Thank you, Lord, that you're blessing her and you're helping her. And the Lord says that difficult door is opening now. And so that which is hindering you will not hinder you anymore. You're just going to walk out of here. Sir, we thank you that you love her and you're helping her. Thank you that you already spoke about the miracle on the way. I just saw the Lord covering you and protecting you. So don't worry about some old things and past things. Because I am your protection, says the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for helping our sister. And Lord, I'm going to slap your hand, but hold your hand. No. Ow! Lord, you got to heal the sick.
I see.
There's something out in your hands. So we just released that anointing. And there's even a little bit of shock that God is doing. But anyway, I just thank you, Lord, for the new thing you're doing. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless her. Now, Lord, the Lord says, study. I need you to teach my word. I need you to teach. You teach the Lord. So if you can enroll in some kind of online training, you should do that if you're not already. Just keep on doing that. Amen. Bless her, Lord. Thank you. Lord says you're not done with business yet. And I'm going to bless your finances. Of course, I'll bless your finances. And you don't need only one well. You can have three wells. So two more are coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Come. We bless her in Jesus' name. Thank you for loving her. Thank you for helping her. Thank you for anointing her with the Holy Spirit. More. I feel the Holy Spirit, I see him wrapping himself around you. God loves you.
Michael Chachi.
Wow. He's beautiful. Anyway, thank you, Lord. God says I've given you a wide face. And people want to listen to you, and you influence them, and you influence them for me. This is a day of blessing and breakthrough.
Amen. Amen.
And no bad dreams. Hello. We bless our sister. Thank you, Lord. You love her so much. And I saw like the arrow not flying straight, but then it's like the feathers are attached. Stand tall. Alright, don't you bend over. Don't you just stand tall. Tall. And God gave you height. It's a wonderful thing. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Jesus name. Declare these stand up? All right, I declare this is the month of victory. Woo!